Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, if you find yourself looking for something more fun to watch after the State of the Union tonight, there's a new late night show on Comedy Central. It's called The Nightly Show, and it's hosted by The Daily Show's former senior black correspondent, Larry Wilmore.
Yeah, we talk Selma Ferguson and Eric Garner. It's Comedy Central's worst nightmare. Brother finally gets a show on late night TV.
The Nightly Show premiered last night in the 11:30 p.m. time slot that used to be occupied by the Colbert Report and NPR TV critic Eric Deggan stayed up late to catch it. Eric, welcome back.
Glad to be here. And by the way, I did DVR it. I could not stay up late to watch it.
Okay. So. All right. Well, what did you think?
You know, I thought it was a really good start. As I said in a piece I did about Larry's show for Morning Edition, a late night show has two parts. It has the format or the structure of the show, and then it's also how the host inhabits that format, how they change it to fit their comedic sensibilities and their talents. So what we saw on Monday night was a very strong and basic structure where he comes out and cracks some jokes about the day's news, gets the show started, and then brings on a panel where they kick around different topics. It's something that if you've seen Bill Maher's HBO show Real Time.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that structure, and it also satirizes a little bit these panel shows like Meet the Press and This Week.
Well, let's take a listen to a little more from last night's show. This is Larry Wilmore talking about the Oscars and the nominations of all white performers in the acting categories this year, giving the snub to some notable black actors.
You know, I wish there were a black Hollywood expert who could go to bat for us.
Reverend Sharpton has called for an emergency meeting here in Hollywood next week to discuss possible action around the Academy Awards.
Sharpton? Again? I mean, no one else can represent us. Look, Al, slow down, man. You don't have to respond to every black emergency. You're not Black Batman or...
Eric, what is going to set this show apart? And is it going to be primarily a show that makes jokes about race?
Well, as you heard from the clip, Larry is very deft at crafting jokes about race that people who aren't black can relate to. So I think that that's something they're going to talk about a lot, and that's the purpose of the show. And one of the things that struck me, for example, is there were four guests on the show and Larry and only one white person, which you never see in late night television because Larry is the only black person to host a late night entertainment talk show. So no one else will be able to talk about race the way he does, and no one else certainly can make the jokes from the perspective that he can. And so I'm sure this is something they're going to talk about a lot, but they also made it plain that they're going to talk about things besides race, and he's very well equipped to do that too.
Well, tell us more about him. Besides being the senior black correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, he's been a TV writer for decades.
Yeah, he's been a TV writer and producer. So he started as a writer on shows like In Living Color. Then he co-created the animated series The PJs with Eddie Murphy, if you remember that, on Fox. And then he also was the showrunner and executive producer of The Bernie Mac Show, which was also on Fox. And most recently, he was an executive producer on the ABC comedy Black-ish. And so he has been looking for an outlet for this kind of humor for a long time. And he's 53 years old. He thought the opportunity had passed him by.
And is the expectation that he is going to hold the Colbert Report audience, or is it going to be a different audience altogether?
Well, certainly I think that's the goal, is to hold the Colbert audience. And what we see with these shows is there's always a big bump when they first debut because there's been a lot of publicity. People are wondering what the show's going to be like. And then it'll drop off. And then as he starts to inhabit that format more, the true fans of the show will emerge. And if he's lucky, they'll get an audience that's comparable to what Colbert had. That's something that we'll see as time passes. But like I said, I think it was a particularly strong start. The format is solid. Now all they have to do is figure out ways to really distinguish what they're doing. And, you know, they say they're going to talk about Bill Cosby in the next show this evening. And certainly that's a way to distinguish yourself.
Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, talking to us about The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, which debuted last night on Comedy Central. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.